shakeout. Everyone, everywhere should know the right action to take before, during, and after an earthquake. Thursday, 15th of October, is the International Shakeout Day of Action. New Zealand will be the first country to participate this year. What is shakeout? A national earthquake drill taking place at 9:15 a.m. 15th of October 2015. A chance for everyone in New Zealand to practice the right action to take, drop, cover, and hold. An opportunity for everyone to check their preparedness plans and know the right actions to take before, during, and after an earthquake. Why shakeout? Everyone, everywhere, should know the right action to take before, during, and after an earthquake. All of New Zealand is prone to earthquakes. You could be anywhere where an earthquake strikes, at home, at work, at school, or on holiday. New Zealand Shakeout has been created to help people and organisations be better prepared for major earthquakes and practice drop, cover, and hold, the right action to take during an earthquake. New Zealand's Shakeout also provides an opportunity for businesses, workplaces, and other organisations to examine and review their own emergency preparedness arrangements. Families and households can create, review, and practice their household plans. How does Shakeout work? Sign up your whole school to be counted. It only takes 2 minutes. 2. Spread the word. Share with parents, other schools, and the community via word of mouth, newsletters, posters, Facebook, Twitter, and email. Do the drop, cover, and hold drill at 9:15 a.m. 15th of October 2015. If you cannot do the drill at 9:15 a.m. 15th of October 2015, you can choose a time to suit you within 2 weeks of the drill and still be counted. Who can take part in Shakeout? Everyone in New Zealand can participate in the Shakeout. Click here to see how many people are registered to participate throughout the country and review lists of who is participating. Why drop, cover, and hold? If you are in an earthquake in New Zealand, drop, cover, and hold is the right action to take. If you are inside a building, move no more than a few steps, then drop, cover, and hold. Drop to the ground before the earthquake drops you. Take cover by getting under a sturdy desk or table and hold on to it until the shaking stops. Stay indoors until the shaking stops and you are sure it is safe to exit. In most buildings in New Zealand, you are safer if you stay where you are until the shaking stops. If you are outside, move away from buildings, trees, street lights, and power lines, then drop, cover, and hold. Stay there until the shaking stops. If you are driving, pull over to a clear location. Stop and stay there with your seatbelt fastened until the shaking stops. Once the shaking stops, proceed with caution and avoid bridges or ramps that may have been damaged. Ground shaking during an earthquake is not usually the cause of injury. Most earthquake-related injuries and deaths are caused by collapsing walls and roofs, flying glass and falling objects. It is very important for a person to move as little as possible to reach the place of safety he or she has identified, because most injuries occur when people try to move more than a short distance during the shaking. Look around you now, before an earthquake. Identify safe places such as under a sturdy piece of furniture or against an interior wall in your home, office, or school, so that when the shaking starts, you can respond quickly. An immediate response to move to the safe place can save lives. That safe place should be within a few steps to 2 meters to avoid injury from flying debris.